Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The Cochrane Menstrual Disorders and Subfertility Group has produced many reviews of the effects of assisted reproductive techniques, including an overview of reviews published in December 2014. In this evidence pod, Carolina Nastri from the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil describes the findings of an updated review from March 2015, exploring the effects of a technique known as endometrial injury.
Subfertility is a problem for many couples, and an increasing number are turning to assisted reproductive techniques for help. However, many of the treatments are still expensive and often require several attempts to become pregnant. This is leading to increased attention on ways to make the treatment more efficient, so that more couples can benefit. Endometrial injury, which is sometimes called endometrial scratching, is a relatively simple and low-cost procedure that, yet mildly painful, can be performed in outpatient basis. We first looked at its effects in a Cochrane review in 2012 and have now updated this. Our search of several databases during 2014 and early 2015 identified many additional studies. We are now able to include a total of 14 trials, which recruited more than 2,000 women. And we have found that there is moderate quality evidence showing that when the injury was performed during the month before the embryo transfer, there was an improvement in clinical pregnancy and live birth rate. This was mainly in women that haven't become pregnant after a few treatments. Overall, for every 12 women on whom endometrial injury is performed, we estimate that one more will become pregnant. Evidence is still insufficient to have a robust conclusion regarding miscarriage and multiple pregnancy. In conclusion, we found that endometrial injury seems useful to help a couple having a child after assisted reproduction. We also concluded that further studies are needed to increase our confidence in the estimates and to better understand if there are women who would have greater benefit than others.
If you would like to look further into the current evidence, including more information on the beneficial and harmful effects, visit cochranelibrary.com and search for endometrial injury.